Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Pacifica National Programming Committee of November 14th, 2021. It is 12:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, I hear some background noise. Oh, I hear an echo. How do we get rid of that? Alina, do you know how I can get rid of the echo? Oh, I don't see it. Hear an echo now. Okay.
The echo is gone.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Paulina. Okay, I'll call roll. Where's my roll call? All right. Wally James from KPFT.
Sorry, Wally, I was James. On mute. Yeah, I'm here.
Wally is present. Okay, and next is Thomas O'Rourke from WPFW.
Present.
Thomas is present. Okay, and let's see, here's Lydia Ponce from KPFK. Lydia, I do not hear you. Next is Ralph Pointer from WBAI. Ralph, I do not hear you. Let's see. I hear an echo. Let's see. Sharon Salam from WBAI.
I'm here.
Ah, Sharon is here. Okay. And Frank Sterling from KPFA.
I'm here.
Frank is present. Okay. And Robert Payne from KPFK. Robert Payne. I do not hear you. And Tom Voorhees from KPFA. Tom, I do not hear you. 1, 2, 3, 4. I forgot Paulina. Paulina from KPFK.
Present.
Vasiliev. Okay, Vasiliev is here. Present. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, and from T. Nancy Saibar and Adetomi, myself, I'm here. Okay, good. We got quorum. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six of 10. All right. Is present. Quorum is established. Next, the agenda. I hope everybody got it. If you didn't, let me know, and I will resend. Does anybody need a resend? Let's see, where did it go?
Nancy, can you remind me what time you sent it?
What did you say?
I found it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now, on any guests that are any public people that are on, I mean, just say your name or public. You can say on the stack any time during the proceedings. Is that all right with everybody, the committee, everybody? Okay, hearing no objections, that's what we'll do. We do benefit from the public input. All right, the first is, this agenda, anybody want to change the order of things or would like to add something to new business, or because I have put some new business items on there. Okay. For the benefit of the public, let me just read it real quick, and I'm going to summarize because it is posted on kpftx.org, the agenda. Programming, number one, programming recommendation to address murder and missing indigenous women. And this is a motion by Lydia. And it was sent last week. We did not make quorum last week, but we had an interesting discussion about videoing and interviewing on the street, and that the main thing is the learning, training, not necessarily getting equipment, because very low-cost equipment can be obtained. You don't need top-of-the-line stuff to do it. You can just do it with your smartphone and a little plug with a mic at the end. Okay, number two, programming to address man-made destruction of the environment with solutions from an indigenous perspective. That's also another motion that Lydia Ponce made, and she sent us. I was late in sending to the committee. I apologize, and we didn't get to touch that yet. All right, number three, programming to address listener-sensitive programs with a whistleblower volunteer team. Now, this whistleblower motion, we were okay with it, this committee, but somebody from the public suggested that we should ask two other people, consumer advocate and a whistleblower. I have made a plea to these people, and then I also added for their consideration, if they want to send something they'd rather do secret, a little more secret from the committee, they could send directly to the ED. I forgot to ask permission of the committee to do that, but I thought maybe there's something they know that we really shouldn't, we should sort of keep under the wraps. The whole purpose was safety for the volunteer whistleblower team. I hope you will forgive me for not asking you before I added that to the letters. I haven't received any response yet, so I don't know if they sent to the ED or not anything, but I think we should consider to go with that motion. This is a volunteer whistleblower team at each station, and the manager will organize it. Okay, number four, motion for cross-communication with an email list among the LSB programmers and management. This committee made a motion that passed the PMB earlier this year, and it was an email list for cross-communication, not just one-way conversations, but among the programmers and management, and it did pass the PMB. Now, this motion is a little different. It'll be another email list with programmers, management, and LSB. So all the volunteers are on one page, and they can cross-communicate. I presented this, and we did not have any time to discuss this, so that's on there, and it's old business. Okay, number five, programming to address declining membership and declining finance with programming assessments by the programming committee at each station. Presently, only WPFW and KPFK have programming committees. We presented we worked a long time, like 2 or 3 months on that. Some of those meetings were over 4 hours. And we did do a comprehensive, I believe, list of checkpoints to assess, you know, status. And I'm sure there could be more, because after we did that, somebody told me, well, you don't have disability show or some other kind of show, I forgot now. And I said, yeah, I think every committee can do their, you know, whatever they think is best. Anyway, that got sent back to the committee by the PMB chair. So we need to work on that and decide what to do, because we really need programming committees, especially three stations do not have, only two. Okay, next, number six, recommend to find a cause of COVID Race and Democracy Network collective show absent on the KPFA air. I did write a motion. I sent it last time, but we didn't have any time to discuss this. Okay, number seven, programming to address the loss and absence of Spanish language public affairs at KPFD for 5 months, losing listeners of the fastest growing population in the nation. I did send a motion, but we had no time to touch this. Okay, and number eight, National Bill of Programmers' Rights. We got a volunteer from one of the public, Venetia Patel Adams, willing to work with someone from BAI. That has not gelled yet, and so we might proceed forward, just, you know, starting with scratch and doing ourselves, or working on what WPFW LSB came up with several years ago. Our new business, programming recommendation to address the missing and murdered black women, reportedly one-third of the total of missing women reported in the United States. And then I cannot find figures, but there's also missing and murdered Hispanic women that's underreported. Number two, special programming, a National Black History February fundraising special. This was wonderful idea from our former member of our committee, Janine Etter from KPFA, and Frank put it on the agenda last time, but we had no non-quorum, so it's still a new item. Names of shows designated with a descriptive symbol before the title, as a, like musical note or magnifying glass or telephone, and that eliminates the having to compare the shades of pink and beige, and it's just really quick. Because from the title of the show, you don't know whether it's a music or it's a public affairs, and you have to go by the color coding. And I just feel like I would like the committee to discuss the possibility. We recommend this addition of symbols in addition to the color coding. Number four, development project with winners' children or grandchildren making station IDs. So this is just an idea I came up with. We have some kind of development project, and the winners will be able to have their kids make a station ID. That way we get kids on the mic, and that may be just, even we just recommend it to our own boards if we have a fundraising or a development committee at the stations. Okay, back to number one. Okay, Lydia is not here to address her motion about the missing and murdered Indigenous women. I wish you would. Yes, Thomas, go ahead.
Point of order. Is this, are we going to approve this agenda before we go on to it?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Because I'd like to recommend, you don't, I guess number five is the motion you're referring to with the program committees.
Yes.
It seems to me that should be the top of the list, and we can discuss it at that point, but I would move that it be number one, and then we'll...
Okay,
just because of what happened at the PNB meeting and, you know, and the reception so far, but nonetheless, I think we should attempt to dispose
of it. Are there any objections to move number five? Sorry for talking over you. Moving number five to number one? Hearing no objections, okay, we will go to number one, number five, I mean, programming to address the, the programming committee that we worked so hard on, and the problems with it being sent back by the chair, and I will say that we did get like three negative responses by email, and I got one positive response. All four of these responses were from people from KPFA. It's interesting. And at the meeting, at the PNB meeting, one director from PFW said that we are basically ordering the GM what to do. And that was the complaint. Okay, now the PNB chair has the Roberts Rules of Order right to send something back to the committee without any discussion. Maybe we might want to change that, you know, in our resolution. Because, you know, any group, according to Roberts Rules of Order, has a right to do something that is different than Roberts Rules of Order. We have that right by Roberts Rules of Order if the organization decides. So sending without any discussion is just kind of unfair. Yes.
To be clear, it was disposed of with, you know, go send back to committee because the meeting was sort of at its almost time certain, ready to adjourn. That's number one. Number two, you know, you basically read the whole thing to them, so that doesn't need to be done again. But I think we need to get some, you know, some co-sponsors. The people that you know were loudest were the ones who are against it. But I think there's probably some quiet support, and I think we need to work on getting some support among some directors, and then we could say we disposed of it if they take it up and vote it up or down. But it needs to be defended too. That list of areas of responsibility is something that, you know, we perceive as being, you know, necessary for the, you know, the healthy functioning of the entire network. You know, if anyone wants to dispute one or two of them or any of them, or all of them, you know, they can do that. But you know, I think when exposed in the light of day, they're saying, listen, I think what we're basically saying is program committees need to arise in all across the network, and they need to consider themselves, you know, advisory as well as, you know, what's the word, you know, even programmatically, you know, sort of contributing to, you know, processes that should be happening in the station. You know, not just telling someone else to do it, but, you know, being the committee of first go-round that says, you need some evaluation instruments, or you need, we need to have a survey done. You know, we can help try to do that. And, you know, and call a town hall or call a, you know, ask or send it an e-blast to the membership to get a sense. So it should be couched as such that this is, you know, it's easy to criticize, and I saw some of the criticism saying just what more stuff to do by people who want to tell us what to do, that kind of attitude. But, you know, it needs to be said, no, man, this is, you know, these aren't orders. We need the space to do this. We'd like to help out. You know, we believe, you know, what is it that's, what is it about any of this stuff that's not going to help the stations and the network?
Okay. Paulina, start, please.
Yeah.
Paulina, go ahead. I'm looking at the motion, and I'm thinking, I liked the expression of, how did you say it, Thomas? Areas, right? And
yeah,
you know,
areas of concern that, you know.
Yeah, right. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm trying to see where exactly in the language are we being maybe too strong in terms of mandate, right? And so I'm looking at paragraph two, therefore, the first, therefore, the resolved clause, that the PNB directs each local station board, well, the now October 21st, we have to go because that's that's in the past, by January 1st, to establish an open LSB programming committee or instruct its existing LSB programming committee to provide written oversight. Now, if we were to strike the words to provide written oversight, to provide assistance for the station's programming, including but not limited to the following areas of concern. And then the rest should just go as is, because now we're not saying oversight necessarily. I mean, you know, it's still going to be something like that, but really if the motion's nature or spirit is for collaboration, et cetera, maybe we could just strike the words oversight.
instead of oversight,
what do you think?
Yeah, instead of oversight, what did you propose?
Assistance. Everything else. Strike written oversight and three words. You know, how do people feel about that?
Okay, I want to, Robert, are you here? Robert Payne?
Nope.
Yes, I'm in the...
Good, you're present. I got you. All right, 7 of 10 now. And Robert, did you get a... the programming committee motion that I did send you, right? Yeah, I think you voted on it. Yeah, and then you were not there for the final vote, but you voted to send it to all the LSBs and ask for, you know, we gave them 2 weeks to respond. We only got 4 responses, 1 negative, 3 negative and 1 positive. Okay, so does anybody, can anybody send that motion so I can send it out to everybody, refresh their, so they can look at it? Paulina is suggesting instead of the GM to provide written oversight, to put that the programming committee offer assistance? Just take out the written oversight?
Yeah, just take out Paulina? Written oversight and, right? And
okay.
Keep it as is.
Okay. All right.
It just makes it sound more friendlier, let's just say.
Okay.
But the main proposal is to work on those areas that we're suggesting, right, as
uh-huh.
kind of a guiding document. But then, of course, each committee will choose the kind of work that it needs to do locally and, you know, nothing. In that sense, it's just a guiding document. I think it's good. But if we take out the oversight part, I think it will be better received. But I'd like to hear other people's opinions on this.
Yeah, we got one manager really upset about it, saying, I forgot what he said, but it was negative. Okay, somebody else? Paulina, can you resend that motion to everybody, or is it easy for you to do, or it's difficult? If it's easy, could you resend
I don't have
it?
The list. I mean, I can reply to the list that you used to send the agenda.
Yes.
That. Okay.
Anybody else?
Break
wanna,
here real quick. Are we not using the Google document? Are we not using the Google document anymore that we could all see it? Or?
I forgot about that.
I have the Google document open.
Yeah, let me do that right now. I don't even know.
One.
Was there already a Google document we were working on for this programming motion, so I don't have to redo the work? I only have a PDF right now.
Was it November 7th, Frank? Was it November 7th?
If you just go to your Google Drive or whatever you search Google, it is called Nancy Programming Notes. And I see everybody is showed on here and has the ability to edit.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Program committee notes. I'm already there.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So what's the best way? So I can resend everybody.
I will send the link to this document to the list, Nancy, that you used this morning.
Thank you. I should have done that before. Yeah. And I'd like to give to the public, if you can put blind carbon copy, maybe I can do that when I get it. Public.
Yeah, you'll want to be careful about who you let be editor, because right now we could all edit, and if you share it with the public, you want to make sure that they can only view.
This is an internal document, and it's been sent to committee members.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I would say in the end, when we're done, you can copy it and then make it a PDF and then share that.
PDF and share.
Or whatever you want to share. That way, if you get the general public our link to our Google document, they could, unless you set the settings, they could come in and make changes. All of us are able to make edits.
Okay. All right. Any other... it's hard not to be able to see it and go at it, but I just thought we did very well. We might say in the wording to make it more palatable, like course the station can committee can it's not required that they do every single point. I mean, do the points that they can as much as possible, but recommended strategic assessments of these points, like we're recommending, I mean, to make it sound less like we're ordering, because that was the objection. I guess the managers don't like, or may not like, if they feel they're being ordered. I think we did a very good job. These are very important assessment points. And I would have added a disability show. We lost ours over 12 years ago, and KPFK lost their disability show. I mean, I just wonder if the other stations have disability show, because we're all going to get disabled one day, maybe, you know. Has anybody received that?
I could see everybody that's in there, and right now it's just me and Pauline.
Okay, I got it. I just got it.
Well, yeah, I can see Nancy's there, yep. So you can see that everybody's little icon will pop up on the right.
Oh, wow. I see some corrections. Did we make these corrections before I presented to the PNB?
No, these corrections are from me. About a minute ago,
right now.
And I just made an in suggestion mode only, so that means that people can either accept or reject them, and that way you can see what the suggestions are. I'm not editing the text directly, I'm making suggestions.
Oh, yeah,
and so far I've made three suggestions. A, to eliminate the reference to October 21st as it has passed, and then to strike the words written oversight and then to add to the end of that sentence. So it would read now, I've made changes in one sentence only. Therefore, be it resolved that the PNB direct each local station board by January 1st, 2022, to establish an open LSB programming committee or instruct its existing LSB programming committee to provide assistance for the station's programming, including but not limited to the following areas of concern.
Oh, this is so much better. Yes, and get rid of October 21st. That already passed, you know, of course. And you did the most, the point that your written oversight was taken out. And all right. How does the committee feel? Okay, well, hearing no... go ahead.
Sorry, this was Frank here. I wasn't going to make an objection or anything. I was just trying to give people a little insight to what they're seeing. For some people that don't know the Google document, all the red lines that Pauline's putting in are suggestions. And if you click on the... how do I got mine open? I forgot how to open it. But you can see her name should pop up on the right of your screen with some suggestions. And then if you click on her little thing, the suggestion will light up. And you can put a check mark there or an X. The check mark will make the changes. An X will leave it the other way. Also, if you can see the document right now, and I'm going to highlight a little section like this. So if you see me highlighting that section, I could go over on the side and click on a comment. And I could say a comment says delete this.
Mm-hmm.
And then just put, comment. And then my comment pops up on the side. And that will stay permanently highlighted. And then if you click on the highlighted part, the comment comes forward, which says delete this. So those are just like some of the basic things to understand about how it works. So Paulina, she's making these suggestions because she has herself set in suggesting, which you do on the little arrow on the right at the top near the button that says share. Near the button that says share, near the right on the top, there's a little rectangle that says editing or suggesting or viewing, depending on your setting. Anyways, you could set yourself to editing or suggesting. That way you don't edit it without other people's input. Anyway, you'll have to follow up later. I don't want to take up a lot of time with that. I was just trying to explain what Paulina is doing by suggesting.
Editing mode is that pencil?
Right. Editing mode is pencil. Then.
I see. Editing, suggesting, or viewing. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I'm in suggesting mode, and I suggest that everybody else be in suggesting mode as well. That way we can see the suggestions being made and then, and then approve them or not. Yeah.
I got it.
Suggesting
right.
mode's great.
Okay, I just sent two people in the public, Bruce and Venetia. If there's anybody in the public that wants to have a copy, speak up. Okay. All right. I don't see Thomas. Thomas, are you adding something?
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Thomas, or who was it?
Oh, I'm sorry, that was something.
Oh, I was just looking. I'm not adding. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was just kind of doing more clarification. Yeah, I was just doing more clarification that, remember, you don't even have to suggest if you don't want. You can just highlight an area like that, and then the little plus symbol appears on the right, and if you click the plus symbol, you can comment and just make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
So. Anyways, you might want to just Google using Google Documents later and get some ideas.
Google.
See how that's highlighted now? You highlight like that, you can see a little symbol appears on the right, a little plus symbol.
Yes.
And then you can click on that plus symbol
and
make a comment.
Okay, I see you highlighting.
So there's lots of ways to do it. I think that was just an example.
Yeah, example. Oh, I see. You didn't want it.
Yeah, I just did the same thing Frank did to a straight. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, Frank,
now
you
everybody can click on it.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes, Jerron, go ahead.
Okay, where I'm sitting here, and I see where at the end it says, the public comment shall be welcome at each meeting.
Yes.
Can we add public comment and participation?
Public comment and participation. Yes, I misspelled participation. Thank you, Paulina. It says the public comment and participation shall be welcome at each meeting. Yeah, it said participation, but it had a misspelling of the word. So Paulina has just corrected the spelling. So it does have participation.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Sounds like just kind of minor things, except the major thing was that no written oversight
maybe that's more palatable for the managers and the pro-managers.
Yeah, Bruce, for the stack.
Yes, Bruce. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should preface the presentation of this motion and in general, you know, the fact of the matter is that the station programmers and managers and the LSB delegates really don't have a lot of contact with the listeners, and they don't really have the time to go and do it. But my impression is that most of the station staff and managers and the LSBs are, a lot of them are operating, you know, without really a whole lot of contact into the community. And the programming committee could be the kind of interface to collect, well, this is what the community is saying, and this is what the community wants. Because, you know, the delegates and the staff and the manager probably don't have the time to go out and find out, you know, what the Chinese community in New York wants and what their issues are and what their problems are and yada, yada, yada. That's it.
Oh, that's a good point. I like that. Also, I see at the top, Thomas was about to do something. That PD is not necessary in front of the top line, you know, PD 2021. I don't know. We don't need PD. I don't know why that's there. So, whereas, and then the LSB is supposed to do letter G of their duty to work with management and to, in a fair and collaborative, respectful manner, to provide quality programming. That's part of our duties from the bylaws. We could add at the end of that first paragraph before, therefore, be it resolved, before we say, and that due to, let's see, I'm just on the fly, due to due to managers, GMs, and PDs, limited access to listeners.
Nancy, don't get too fancy. You just want to get the committee established. And don't try to load it up with the kitchen sink and everything else. You just want to get the committee established. You know,
okay,
and the other point you can make when you're introducing it is there really aren't any public radio stations that don't have a programming or community advisory type of committee, just like there's no cars that don't have seatbelts. So, you know, I would make that point. What you really want to do is get the committee set up, and then you can deal with, like, the rest of it.
Okay, so in promotion of it, thank you, because there's one thing to have a beautiful motion, and you've done so much work on it, and it's you think it's perfect. It's the promotion, the sales of it. That's important to get it passed. And then you need to get a buy-in from the PNB directors on there, or, you know, the voters. And that's why we sent it to the LSBs, all five LSBs, and we gave them 2 weeks.
And I would add, you reach out to the listeners and have them start pounding the table,
yes,
going like, yeah, where's my programming committee? I thought you guys were going to create one, and that'll put
people
some pressure.
Power.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Always, that's the most important, isn't it, the people power. And how do we tell them that this is happening? An LSB report.
Send them an email.
A town hall.
Send them an email.
Well, that costs around $250 to $350 for each blast. By the way,
more like
$100. No, the e blast is expensive. I mean, we're paying. Pacifica Fiveback is paying around $250 to $350 for each time. Okay.
For
KBFK? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, for all 43,000 members. It goes to an e-blast is like $250 to $350.
Well, start with one station. If you start with KPFT, it'll cost you $30 because they got 3,000 members. And then you could start with WBAI. It'll cost you $100. But anyway, I'm done.
I know WBAI has a newsletter for their listeners, but WPFW does not have.
KPFT has a
newsletter.
But they
don't use the newsletter. The newsletter is Bertold talking to the listeners. It's one way. You want something. You want to send an e-blast out, hey, we're starting a programming committee to find out what you guys want to know and hear, and who wants to participate, and email me back. That's it. I'm done.
Okay. Everybody, from now on, let's not try to say names of people. Let's say GM or PD or, you know, let's not use names. But that was all right. It wasn't dangerous. But, I mean, if we say something like, I don't like so-and-so general, then we get in trouble. Okay. Yeah, you're right. And maybe we should have a rule, you know, at the LSB level about content of the newsletters, you know. and that's another subject. Okay. Yeah. So listener, people power, you know, town halls, all that. Okay. All right. I think we've exhausted this so far. It's such a noble and thank you, Bruce, that you said public station, community radio stations have programming committees. I did not know that.
Paulina to the staff, please.
Paulina, go ahead.
Every station is required to have an advisory board, and that's, I think, for to make us eligible for CPB funding, that's for sure. But that's separate from a program committee. That should always be on its own. I mean, every station has to have an advisory board, and some of ours are dormant, but you know, everybody's aware that there should be one. And this is separate from a programming committee. Now, I made a comment in the document, and I'd like people to take a look. It's on the first paragraph after bullet point 15, and the paragraph reads, it is required that the general manager or interim GM, IGM, attend or arrange the participation of the program director or interim with and during the LSB programming committee meetings that shall occur monthly, at which time, okay. Well, I'm just thinking from the point of view of opposition, you know, people who have voiced opposition, I'm sure that the requirement language is ticklish to many, of course. And my question is, is this an absolute must, or can we soften this one too, or should we even? I mean, am I wandering off this? But anyways, that's what I'm just thinking, maybe.
Thomas, to the
go ahead, Thomas.
Paulina makes a good point, and maybe it should be restated as it's a hope that, you know, general manager and program director agree and cooperate with the program committee. Its effectiveness depends on, you know, a high degree of program coordination and, you know, cross sharing of information. And so, you know, it should be expressed as an aspiration, you know, to say you require someone to show up at a meeting and give you a written report is, well, you see, I guess that's what, you know, it didn't take much, I think, for, you know, people to react to this. I mean, there's a lot of words, and so they've, you know, they probably honed in on a few choice phrases that, you know, sounded like, you know, dictation or something like that. So, you know, a hope for and anticipated something like, you know, the effectiveness of this will be heightened, you know, to the degree that there's a close working relationship with station management. And that is our hope.
At the beginning, beginning, for the effectiveness of the results, it is strongly suggested that the general manager attend and arrange for the participation, et cetera. And, okay, now, here's the part they may not like, shall give a written report. The ID, the PD, and the GM shall give a written report. Updates. So we'll share a written report or share updates of the above points. So it's not required, but instead of saying shall, say it's Only women. Oh, here we are. WordPress. Okay. I tell you, we have the next regular PMB meeting is December 2nd. So we have some time before this can be presented, unless we present it as an emergency motion. But that would have to go through a director, three directors. Let's see. Strongly suggest, well, the effectiveness of the results, I sort of allow, or just to say it's strongly suggested. Thank you, Paulina. She's changing it as we speak. I hope y'all can see this, unless you're driving. Strongly suggested that the general manager or interim general manager attend or arrange the participation of the program director or interim program director with and during the LSB programming committee meetings.
Bruce, for
which
the staff.
Time? Just go ahead, Bruce.
I'm going to make a suggestion. You guys are trying to fight the whole war in one battle. And really what you want to do is just get the troops on the battlefield. So the less that you put in here, you know, the better. And really, you want to get the programming committees established and populated with local community people that have some interest in working on it. And then you can add stuff as you go along. If you load it up with all this stuff, like Thomas said, somebody's going to, you know, pinch up a certain person from WPFW is going to come back and object to number three and number seven, you know, it's going to die. So your real goal is just to get them set up and working, and then you can add stuff as you go along. You can't legislate morality, and it's like squeezing a balloon. You just want to get the troops on the battlefield and then move on. You can't fight the whole war in one battle. That's it.
Without the GM and PDs or PDs participation, it's just a lot of people getting together and talking and then reporting the results to the LSB and to the listeners, which is good. But we do need their participation, at least with input.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with that, but how are you going to prevent them from just ignoring it like they ignore everything else?
We cannot force their attitude, but we can report what they did. They came or they didn't come. You know, we they
okay.
Gave that's the pressure. Yes, Paulina put crossed out an initial gathering in November in order to initiate. That's not necessary anymore. That's not necessary. Okay. Yeah, I agree. Unless anybody objects, we can take out that. It is strongly suggested, instead of required, we say it's strongly suggested that the general manager attend and arrange the participation of the PD with and during the LSB programming committee meetings, at which time the GM or PD shall strive. Here, shall. This is a strong word. Time.
Nancy, now it says shall strive to instead of shall give, right? They shall strive to give a written report. I mean, I'm just... I mean, I'm laughing at
okay,
at,
how about this?
Because it's, you know, I'm just trying to take out any suggestion of requirement here, you know.
Yes. So how about
concessions, but I think these are reasonable concessions at this point, as long as the program committee actually gets constituted. I agree with Bruce on that.
Okay, how about at which time the GM and PD's written reports or updates are welcome.
Are accepted?
Are
welcome?
How can I say it in a nice way? Are greatly...
Frank, to the staff here.
Go ahead, Frank.
I feel like she's got it pretty well worked out. I think shall strive to give a written report or update, I think is... I feel like we don't need to change too much. I think just strive to is good. And we wouldn't have to keep continuing to talk to something that we already kind of worked out that we wanted. We're just changing the one word of the requirement. I forgot what the word used to be there. Just add strive to. So it's just instead of saying shall give, it's saying shall strive to give.
Okay. Shall strive to provide.
And I don't
provide,
know if we need to turn
it
to
better?
Be more.
Provide better
provide,
and give.
It's the same. I think it's I think it reads fine as is.
Okay.
This is Thomas to the side.
Go ahead, Thomas.
I put at the end of some of the list just two dots or two dashes, a 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. You see
where
them?
Are you?
6, 8, 9, and 12. I just put two green lines. What I'm suggesting is that all of these, how shows are created, how they're dreamt up, how they're scheduled, how they're to the point of how they're preempted, how they're evaluated. All of this should be probably put in one sentence, or one long sentence as a list of things that which we would offer to help develop policy and ways to implement. And suggest we would be interested in, lending our, our efforts in these areas. So in other words, that long list could be, most of them deal with the creation of programming. Certainly we should acknowledge that we understand the complexity of creating programming, all the facets of it, having the proper, proper idea, obviously the time of day, et cetera. But how a show gets, up to the moment of airtime, how complex that is, and, what a commitment it is. And so we should say, we would be interested in, we know the program director has a job, and they're paid to do the job, and we simply want to help, sort of make sure there's policies are sort of in place where, it's sort of open to openly available for someone to know what's my chances of actually creating a program that might, get on their grid or things like that. So, there be sort of an open record as to how that's happened. So, I'm thinking a lot of these that have to do with the making of programming could be summarized in one and shortened. Number 7 and 10 could stand with some shortening, as could number 5. I mean, these are anti-racism and anti-gender are all part of the Pacifica mission statement, are they not? I mean, it's okay to say it, and it's okay to have it there. I'm just saying if you wanted to look to shorten it and to suggest we're interested in sort of helping management articulate policy and then then converting policy into implement execution, and we're there to assist, learn, and help propagate, so to speak. That would be part of the assistant.
Paulina, Stat.
Okay. I'm done.
Go ahead, Paulina.
Thomas, I think what you're suggesting is very reasonable. Would you be willing to take a stab at the language, though? Because at this point, you're right. I mean, if we tighten it and combine some of the ideas into coherent, shorter suggestions for, but it would. I don't think that we writing together on this call. I think it would be easier if we were writing, working on a copy that's already there for us to see. I don't know if this is too much to ask for on the spot.
Yes, it's too much to answer.
Speaking of on the spot.
We'll take some thinking and wording, maybe for our next meeting. I know we don't want to put this off, but
yeah, but we still have until December 2nd, I think.
Go ahead, who's speaking?
Who's that?
Frank. I just missed it.
Frank, go ahead.
What Paulina is asking Thomas to do, sometimes, Thomas, I would just copy, like I'm highlighting like all that you want to condense, and then I would just copy it and then go to the very bottom of the document where no one's working, and you can reword it at the bottom. That's what I usually
Good
do.
Idea.
It's just a It's just a tip for helping. It leaves the document whole how we have it, and then you could make your revisions and a new paragraph at the very end, and you could work on it right now. That's what I recommend. And then we can just copy and paste it into the top when you're done.
A good idea.
Okay.
And about, let me put myself on the stack, about the anti-racism and harassment and all that, I am not sure where it is in the bylaws. It may be just in the mission statement, but I have to check. But I do know that Frank pointed out the new CPB rules for this year, concerning this year, was about training, and that the staff was required to do the training, and it was done at KPFA. I don't know if it was done at any of the other stations. That's a good question. We should all check and find out and report next time if you remember to do it. So we don't want to take that out because that's it may not be the bylaws. I'm going to have to check. Or we could, if we find it in the bylaws, we could reference it. Anyway, don't throw away something that's needed to be there. Okay, we've done some good things right now, just tightening up. Would it be softer instead of how? Input on how, but anyway, the same thing. It seems like softer. Okay, anyway, Tom's going to work on tightening up to see. What was it from? Oh, I see where you have the red lines from 1 to 4, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing it at the bottom right now.
Ah, I see it. Okay, way at the bottom. Areas of policy of implementation, evaluation. Yeah, we can work on this during the email time. Can we consider about meeting either next Sunday, the 21st, which is before Thanksgiving week, or the 28th, which is like at the end of the Thanksgiving weekend, to work on this? And the December 2nd, is when it will go to the PMB. We have a chance to present it. If we do a 28th...
Can you repeat those days?
Yes. I have the 28th. That's when Hanukkah begins at sunset. And that's the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. And it may be hard for families. I'm not sure. But we're on the 7th. And I did not put a 14th. Are we on the 7th now? No, we're on the 14th. Okay. Today is the 14th. So we could meet next week, the 21st, and not meet the 28th. Families have a hard time. I don't know. I don't, you know, it's me, I can do anything, but people may not want to meet on the 28th, but that is scheduled right now. So just voice your opinion. If you want to meet on the 21st, that'd be next week, next Sunday. And get this done, and then it'll be ready for going to the PMB.
Nancy, I thought we were going to meet on the 28th if we didn't meet this week. But you went ahead and reserved the dates, right?
I reserved it without asking the committee because I wasn't sure, and I just wanted to make sure I don't forget it. And I can always cancel it, so it's up to the committee. I just wanted to have that in there, just for safety. Okay, are you finished? You want to present, Thomas, what you've
done? No, I'm not. No.
Okay. So we can work on this more during the week. And shall we go to the next? I think it's pretty good. We're going to have to.
Let me just say.
Yes, Sharon, go ahead.
I think we should do it on the 21st, just in case we have to come back on the 28th for a few minutes. But just try to get as much of it done as possible on the 21st, maybe all of it done, and that'll at least give us another minute if we have to revisit.
That is also a very good safety measure.
I agree.
How does the committee feel that we meet next Sunday? Yeah, the next Sunday will be the 21st. And this is an earlier time. We're meeting 1 hour earlier than we used to, like today. And there'll be this, I presume, the next time, the same things, 12:30 Eastern. That means 9:30 Pacific. Any objections? Okay, so we'll meet 21st. And try to work on this on email during the week, just, you know, polishing up. Wordsmithing is everything is good. It's not everything, though. It's not perfection that we want to go after. So I do need to have some of your suggestions on salesmanship and promoting and getting, shall we send to the, once we get it done, shall we send to the board members again and ask for their input?
I have a Paulina.
Yeah, go ahead, Paulina. Go ahead.
I'd like to pick up again on what Thomas suggested, looking for co-sponsors on the PNB, and I think among us present on the call, the only director is Thomas. Thomas, would you be willing to reach out to people and ask if they would put their name on the
screen? There are several on this committee, but they're not present, so I'll start with them and we'll try to get several signed on before the date that this is put on the agenda.
Right. Great.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I think we have four directors on this, and we have five. We have five. We have one from the station on this committee. Yeah, that's right. Shall we stop here and go to the next thing? Or you want to continue a little bit more? I just sort of want to touch the other stuff. So we don't get so alienated from the agenda. We have other things, too. One, two. So we are meeting the 21st, right? Okay, how do I get back to the... Go back to the... where was it? All right. And Lydia's motions. I wish she were here to motivate it. And we can look at, she did give it to the committee, although I was late in presenting it, but maybe there was something in it that we could, is it all right if I go stop this and go to something else? Okay. So Lydia's motions, I think are worthy. I don't know how the committee was thinking. Did anybody have something to say or how we can, if you like it, you want to...
Yeah.
Somebody asked for the stack? Yeah. Go ahead. Who is that? Anybody?
Okay. Paulina for the stack?
Paulina, go ahead.
I would suggest that we read the resolving clauses of each motion to see if they appear even minimally controversial. I think they're good, and the whereases are fine. I mean, both motions look good to me, but I suggest that we go through the language of the resolving clauses. Just to make sure.
Okay. I just found one typo. It said "ordered" instead of "murdered." The M was left off the. Do people have the motions? I did not send them. Let me see if I can find it.
We have them from last week.
Okay. Yeah. And that was December 7th. November 7th, what am I talking about? Okay, while I'm looking about this, this is my fault. I should have had this all sent to everybody, resent, because we're doing so many things. Okay, I found it.
Okay.